Nick Fugate has an intellectual disability. A few decades ago, he might have been institutionalized, but now in many states, Medicaid is supposed to help people like Fugate live on their own. In Kansas, where Fugate lives, there's a long wait list for Medicaid services. From KCUR in Kansas City, Alex Smith reports.
At his apartment in suburban Kansas City, 42-year-old Nick Fugate catches up on washing dishes and remembers the 22 years he spent doing it at a local hotel, trying to stay on top of a never-ending stream of plates, glasses, and silverware.
I mean, there's nothing easy. I mean, I've constantly had to, scrape the dishes off, you know, to get it clean.
The long days, the hot kitchen, his fingers pruning in the water, it could get tedious, but Nick says he didn't mind.
You know, just as long as I got the job done, that was fine.
It wasn't glamorous, but Nick's father, Ron Fugate, says the dishwashing job was the key to the self-reliance he always wanted for his son.
Having a job, being independent, participating in the community, paying taxes, being a good citizen, I think that's the dream parents have for their children in general.
All of that changed last year when Nick lost his job and did something he'd never done before. He enrolled in Medicaid. It's the government health insurance for Kansans who are low income or have disabilities. It landed him on a waiting list. And while he's waiting, he's paying out of pocket for job coaching, transportation, and help buying groceries. At $1,000 a month, it's quickly burning through his life savings. This year, lots of Kansans like the Fugates have been speaking out at forums like this one in Kansas City.
I have had a client that has had 6 care coordinators, and 3 of them she never even met.
Thank you very much. I'm hearing a pattern in some of these responses.
The state's been gathering feedback because it needs the federal government's permission to continue running CanCare, what the state calls Medicaid. In 2013, Republican Governor Sam Brownback put Medicaid under the management of 3 private companies. He promised this would improve services, cut waste, and save enough money to end the wait list for the kind of services Nick Fugate needs. But the list Fugate is on hasn't gone away. It's actually grown by a few hundred to about 3,500. Brant Hahn is the state's commissioner for home and community-based services.
I think everybody in the system is doing a best job that they can do in order to provide the people services.
Hahn says an end to the waiting list is in sight. In August, the state announced it had eliminated another waiting list, the one for physical disability services. But Hahn acknowledges that developmental disability cases are more expensive and complicated, and it will take more time to find the estimated $1.5 billion the state will need to eliminate the wait list through 2025.
Nothing would make me happier than to be able to come in here and write a check and get all these people services, but that's just not reality, so I have to deal within what reality is and try to use the money that I have to affect positive change in the most amount of people.
But the state's ability to act may be limited. Along with CanCare, the governor introduced huge tax cuts, which were supposed to boost the economy, but instead have blown a huge hole in the state's budget, leaving little money to apply to something like a Medicaid waiting list. Ron Fugate and other advocates, meanwhile, are desperately looking for solutions.
We're not treading water, we're drowning, and it's not getting any better. We've got to start taking some serious action on this and get it addressed.
He and Nick's mom are in their 70s, and they say they're now watching their carefully laid plans for their son's future slip away.
After 22 years, it looked like he was going to be able to complete a career, and it didn't happen that way. You know, we're in the waning seasons of our life, and we did not anticipate this kind of a challenge at this point.
Kansas submits its application to the feds to re-up CanCare this month. For NPR News, I'm Alex Smith in Kansas City.